Rihanna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live Music Party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Craigscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Brianna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by My Choice Family Care. As you celebrate the liberties enjoyed as Americans, remember to thank veterans for their service. Those bravely serving then and now make those liberties possible. Please join My Choice Family Care in saluting veterans today and every day. My Choice Family Care, helping people receive long-term care and health services. For more information, visit mychoicewi.org. mychoicewi.org.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Brianna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
and get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Breonna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by My Choice Family Care. As you celebrate the liberties enjoyed as Americans, remember to thank veterans for their service. Those bravely serving then and now make those liberties possible. Please join My Choice Family Care in saluting veterans today and every day. My Choice Family Care, helping people receive long-term care and health services. For more information, visit mychoicewi.org. mychoicewi.org.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. French President Emmanuel Macron wants Israeli troops to stop its attacks on Gaza. He told the BBC,
I call for a ceasefire, and I will urge them for a ceasefire, for an humanitarian ceasefire.
While he condemned what he called the terrorist actions of Hamas, he says Israel must stop killing babies and women. CBS's